Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Beat Wars Part 4. I just realized the opening song did not work, so off to a great start. I am your host, Afasiana, and we will be listening to music created by the poets of allpoetry.com, especially the groups Rap Free and Disabilities, who have a lot of representation in this contest. So I'm doing a tournament that is a series of 10 contests. We're actually on the 10th one now, but when we are doing the shows, we're a little bit behind. So this show is going to have the second half of the third contest and the fourth contest, and if we have time, a little bit of the fifth contest as we get caught up. And there are some really cool entries that people have done combining the music and the poetry and making it into something awesome. So yay, I have a caller who has joined me first.
Hey, what's up, Fazy? It's Beast.
Hey, Beast.
What's up, guys?
I'm getting texts from Rima asking the number, so just one second. I'm going to type him the number.
Okay. It's going to be more than 1 second. We'll see him in about an hour.
Well, 1 second till you get me back, like if I can type. Which is questionable.
That's quick.
Okay. Let's see if Mr. Pool Shark won any money. He said he would call when he was done winning.
So. Was he swimming
Let's
in a pool?
Find out. Maybe. Oh, this could be him. Rima.
Yeah, I was swimming in a pool with a Speedo backwards.
I bet you didn't catch anything.
It was a little lift and tuck.
What's going on?
Oh, man, all kinds of stuff. I'm on a new computer, so I don't know how to work it, so I might be behind in a little bit of keeping up and shit. But I'm going to do my best.
No different.
Do my best.
No different.
That's
well,
not
yeah,
different
that's
than
good.
Usual, but we appreciate
yeah.
it. Thanks for the warning.
You know what? Fuck off. Click.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Go back to the pool.
No, I was shooting pool.
And
that's
did
what
you
I
win?
Do. I did win. I won $180 cash and, get this, $100 worth of gift cards to this barbecue restaurant. So that's what the guy had to bet. So, I don't know.
Nice.
It's almost as good as money. Yeah.
So what you're saying is the next episode, you're paying for the blog talk fees and you're going to send us all food.
If they take barbecue restaurant gift cards, yeah, I would pay. You never asked me to. I didn't even know when you set the shows up. Fuck.
I actually saw, I think I was watching like an antique show, and this guy had won a coin in a poker game or a pool game, and it ended up being worth like $40,000 or $50,000, so.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe you can get something like
never...
that.
I thought you were going to say you saw yourself.
No, I saw you there.
You can't use it. I just used it. What's the matter with you?
I'm rubbing your glue. You say that. So
you're be getting all sour.
Maybe we should get
How have you been, Afasiana?
You know, crazy as usual. It's pretty much my standard state of being.
Right. Good. That's true. That's true. Beast, how have you been?
I've been alright. Just chilling.
Fucking lively bunch here tonight. Jeez.
Aren't we? Well, maybe we should dig into some of the music and it will get us pumped up.
All right, I'm gonna put you on speakerphone. while I try to do this. So you do your magic.
All right. So our first song from Contest 3 that we're going to do today is by Diane D. We did most of the third contest last show, so we're just finishing them off here. Okay, I'm posting in both of the groups, so if listeners, you're in the groups, I am posting the links to the poems if you want to read along. And then here we go with Diane.
Addiction by Diane D. I hate the state I'm in, can't fight another sin, but where do I begin? I'm trouble in the wind, from underneath the moon, the devil played his tune, he took me far too soon, my life is now in ruin. The day that we would meet, I saw you from the street, you swept me off my feet. You made me feel complete. Those bells, they rang a lot. Those lights, they wouldn't stop. That one-armed bandit bot, he had me from the top. I walking through the door, saw Satan on the floor. I struggled like before, I could not say one more. I fell in love that day, that body had his way, encouraged me to play, and now I have to pay. Addiction, it knows no pain, there's no refrain, it knows not shame. Cause there's an addict with a grip on me, who fails to then we see that addicts me, I cannot flee, it's time to set me free. I'm gonna lose my home, for things I can't condone, my pain is not on loan, it kills me to the bone. I swore I'd stop before, but kept on taking score. Can't take this hell no more, I need to find the door. I find myself enraged, the whole world was my stage. I'm on a whole new page, just dwelling in a cage. Today it is the day, I'm sending you away. No longer need I play, I found a brand new way. Addiction, it knows no pain, there's no refrain, it knows not shame. Cause there's an addict with a grip on me, who fails to see, to let me be. But then I see that addicts me, I cannot flee. Away, then turned as if to say, I close that door today, and life will be okay.
So that was Diane D, and Addiction was the title of her entry. Rima, you were the one who was just gambling. What did you think of this one?
Well, I'm not addicted to gambling, although I have many addictions. So this is really sad, you know. I thought I'm glad it ended the way it did, because there's only one other option for these types of rights to end. So I thought it was really good. I, you know, the story itself, you know, with so many people have this type of story, and I pray that everybody who's doing it now gets out of it. You know, we've I don't know if we've all, I've been there for sure. I can only speak for myself, but I thought it was really, really good. I thought she went well with the beat, and I thought the actual content was really, really good, really well written. Me likey and comment.
Thank you for that comment. And I wasn't accusing you of anything. I was just, I thought it was funny because we were just talking about your bets, the timing of it. I like that she didn't actually have to come out and say what she was talking about, that she did it in the, like Kevin always says, Kevin, the All Poetry coordinator guy, if there is such a person, show, don't tell. And she showed instead of telling. She didn't say gambling, but there's the one-eyed bandit, and there's like, she shows it out actually saying what she's doing. So I appreciated that. Her formatting was interesting. The last word of each stanza was capitalized and really emphasized, and she showed that in the way that she presented it too. She was consistent in her rhyming, and even though a lot of it was spoken rather than sung, and she did sing some, it went well with the music. I thought she had her timing pretty good. So well done, Diane. And I believe AJ just joined us. Is that you, AJ?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey,
oh,
AJ.
Do you want to comment on Diane's piece?
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry,
so I actually have a story about addiction. I used to live in a trap house, and you know, she talks about you know, how she was addicted, and she didn't know that she was addicted until it was basically too late. And that's very true, you know, because you could keep doing something over and over again and not realize that you're addicted to it until it's so hard to quit that you just can't stop even if you try. And it's really powerful, you know, like the people that you're addicted from aren't even like your friends. They just want to make money off you, you know. And basically just, it kills all your other friends too. Like, oh, everyone that you, that was actually good for you is no longer your friend anymore because they see the monster that you become, you know. And so I like this. And I thought you, she flowed really well with it, especially when she got into like the chorus part, you know, like she was really soothing, even though it wasn't like really singing like you said, it was like, it really sounded very unique and very harmonious because it was just so, you know, well done. I think it was great.
Great comment. Thanks. Beast, I'm going to let you talk.
No, I was talking about Rhyma. Every time I try to talk, he talks. It wasn't towards you.
Yeah, that is so not true.
It's 100% true. I think Diane, she's got a really, really good rhyme meter, and she has a very soothing voice. And although the topic is sad and, you know, it's excruciating to watch somebody go through this, it really does. It steals somebody's joy and everything from them. I like how she actually comes out of the denial and she says, but then I see the addict me. You know, I cannot see, it's time to set me free. So that's like the first step of admitting that you have a problem. So I like that she put that in there, and how in the end, she says she closed the door today and life will be okay. So in the end, it's upbeat, and, you know, I really like the way she flows. She did a great job. And comment?
Thank you, Beast. Rhyma had to start that because we'd, like, wait because he sometimes trails off and then starts talking again.
Oh, that is so not true. I started that because people would stop commenting and you would just sit there for 10 seconds and shit. So don't try blaming that on me.
All right, it's my fault because I mute myself so you don't have to, like, hear me breathing during your comment.
When we first started, I was, like, private messaging them. I'm like, I think they're done with the comment app. Fuck.
All right.
I do try to be fair.
I know. You're never fair. You're just evil.
I'm fair skinned.
Okay. Felon's piece is up next. And here it is.
Get ready for it. Here it comes. What's that sound that I found? You stop coming around. Yeah. Ooh, come on. Yeah. Listen up, boy. All alone, bored of me by turning off your phone. Your thoughts about to be proven wrong. Yes, got your replacement on the nightly loan. Ha. Here we go. You ready? What's that sound? It's when I'm not playing. It's the bass as I'm screaming and saying. Yes, Jesus, this boy has me on all fours praying. Now, I know your ass was so damn overrated. That's right. What's that sound? Is what I found. Bitch, you stop coming around. That's right. What's that sound? Is my bed coming down, passion sucks me in as my desire drowns. He's mistreating you in one rhythmic pound. Damn, give this boy a fucking crown. Yeah. Listen up. What's that sound? Is your voice not needed anymore? Giving up the battle, laying down a losing war? What an attempt. Trying to even up any kind of score. Now, let's see your horse without feeling any remorse. Like I care. That's right. What's the sound? What I found? You stop. Come around. That's right. What I've got now is my dignity. My life and the toxicity, released you as my dependency, healed all my fucking deficiencies. Ha, ha. Don't think I'm sitting here and all alone. No need to turn it off your phone. Your thoughts were proven all wrong. Bitch, you were replaced by nightly long. What's that sound? You already know I'm getting down. A slight choke to erotic moan. To ecstasy, let me drown. I found what I've been missing when your ass stopped coming around.
Felon, you know, like, I've been reading her stuff for so long, 5 years now, I think, maybe four, and just recently has she started making SoundCloud so we can listen to her, and she sounds great. She has, like, a bluesiness to her in this one for the What's That Sound. And I don't know, I thought it was, like, sexy the way she did that refrain. Because she was all, oh, no, my accent is terrible, I can't do it. And actually, like, no, she sounds great. So, Felon, you need to make us some more audios. I liked the line, he's excreting you in one rhythmic pound. And I also really liked what I've got now is my dignity, cleansed my life from the toxicity, released you as my dependency, healed all my fucking deficiencies. She has a really good flow to her writing where She has like that battle in her. This is not one of her battle pieces, but you can just tell she has like that fire. I thought that she did a really great job. She's just started doing these audios, and I want to see more from her. I've only gotten a couple of them, but I'm interested in what else she can do. Beast, what were your thoughts?
Oh, hold on. I was just changing my panties. No. That was so sexy. Felin coming through with the sexiness. I love her voice, especially when she sings. She's got that southern drawl, and she has like that bluesy voice, and I love that about her. And she's got this sass and pizzazz and kick to it. And I think it's great when she says, "Yeah, I got your replacement on a nightly loan." I just love the whole thing about it. The way she came in all sexy and seducing, and I think it was great. Yeah, I would love to see more from Felin. And comment.
Agreed. AJ, what were you thinking?
Yeah, he's saying it's bluesy, but I hear a lot of funk. Like, I hear, like, a lot of, like, you know, rad, like, pitches and, like, like, a lot of, like, pressure on her, like, words and stuff, you know. You know, it's really nice, and she flows amazing. I like how she uses, like, words in there, like, that aren't actually in the text, but she just, like, plays around with them, like, puts them in different places. I think she's really good at that, you know. I feel like she has, like, the ability to freestyle, you know what I mean? Like, not just write down words, but, like, also just do it without writing down and just singing or rapping or whatever. She's really talented, and this is very sexy. I agree, too, you know. Like, I see, like, you know, moving on from one partner to another. That's way better, you know, and it's really incredible. Great job.
I like what you said about her kind of improvising and just feeling the music there. I do think she would be great live. I can picture her in a little pub on a stage just, like, capturing the bar and, like, you know, throwing drinks at any hecklers. I think she would be really fun. Rima, would you be a heckler or cheering on?
I would absolutely pump Felin up, always. I would not be a heckler. That would be for later after the show when we bullshit and I heckle people. But I would absolutely pump her up. And I will say, boy, she sounded so comfortable on this song, right? She just and like she wouldn't do an audio forever, remember? And then she did one, and it's like from that one that I heard, which was not that long ago, to this one, she just is really in the little zone. Like, she's just so comfortable, and I'm glad for her, because she really writes well and she sings well. So, and I thought it was very it was fun. Like, it was just fun, because she's like a don't give a shit type chick anyway, you know. So this is really just embodied Felin as I know her, like, in life. So I thought it was excellent. And comment.
That comment was excellent. And I knew you wouldn't heckler. I wouldn't have actually said it like that. If you were going to be a heckler, I would have skipped you.
I
was going to brush you under the table there. Well, just, you know, mean beast, but we can take it.
Oh, yeah, me too. I definitely heckle.
Yeah. Ghetto Child is next, and he is one that will also not be heckled, because I think he is a powerhouse on the mic, so let's get him up there.
So, when I first heard this beat, I thought about people I've lost. Early this year was my father-in-law, and over the years I've lost some really good friends, and one in particular really inspired the lyrics here. So, hey, I hope y'all like it. We was kids, we was young, we was green, and the world was mean, so we learned to read. In between the lines, we learn to fight and when to hide and when to toss the Hail Mary. We made Hail Mary, cause life is shit. On a dish made by pricks who are sick, who don't give a shit about who lives or dies. I'm sitting here, wiping my eyes, reminiscing about the past, about the last, about the times we cried together when we would ride or die together. But now you're gone, forever, been gone since ever. And I just wanna say I'm sorry, cause when you needed me to come through, I was a selfish dude. And the truth is, I have to live with that forever. And there's nothing I can do to remove that cloud in the weather. It sits over top of me, rain and shame and regret. You will always have my respect, I miss you, bro. If only my words can step into forever, I would have them create a blanket to wrap you in, and you would know that love flows through and out of time into eternity. When you lose a loved one, a part of you dies dead and gone. Time flies, but the pain is never gone. It throws you off a cliff, then it splits you. Emotional suicide, the old you dies and the new is birthed. With a shady view, part dark, part rude, part lost, part skew, but it's you. And there's nothing you could do but to keep pushing, but you keep looking, hoping they will show, and they never do. So you know they're gone is gone, but maybe they're listening, so hear the song. If only my words could step into forever, I would have them create a blanket to wrap you in, and you would know that love flows through and out of time into eternity. If only my words could step into forever, I would have them create a blanket to wrap you in, and you would know that love flows through and out of time into eternity. Miss you, bro. Miss you, pops. I love y'all. See y'all. Peace.
Ghetto Child, that was wonderful. We haven't seen him in a few contests, and I really hope he comes back for this 10th one that's open now. I thought this was a really meaningful piece. There was a lot of feeling in it. He opened up, you know, a lot of his writing. It's deep, and it tends to be like more like aggressive style. This one was softer. Which fit the music. It was more of a tender piece, a tribute. And I thought that worked well with the music. That was a good choice. It was one that people can relate to. It has a lot of heart. I said in my comments that it has nostalgia feel to it. It's looking back on the good friendships, so it has a little bit of positivity, even though it's sad because of the loss. And he had that playful wording to the Hail Mary, Hail Mary, switching up the. He plays it up. Okay, I'm hearing myself, and it's really freaking me out. Rima, take me off a speakerphone if you have your mic open. I thought it was Beast talking to me and myself. Talking to myself. I thought his wordplay was great, and he just melts into, like, whatever beat that he's doing. I feel like he feels really comfortable on the music, and it comes through. Rima, you're up first. What you thinking?
Okay, I was not on speakerphone. First of all, that must be the voices in your head. I thought it was really well written. I thought he flowed well. He wrote well. He broke it up well. The format's nice. It was deep. It kind of reminded me maybe some old Master P. It was really, I really liked it. I liked how his voice went with it. And I'm always mostly, you know, the most important thing for me is the content and the lyrics. And it was really, really well done. You know, everybody's got somebody that they could write like this about. And so I think very, very well done. And Ghetto Child, honestly, I'm going to say, man, that guy, like dipped out for a minute. Previously, not this time, and came back and then heard one of his tracks, and it's just like now, like from then to now, like he's really good. I really, really appreciate what he puts out there. So I really, really liked it. Mm-hmm. And comment.
Excellent comment, Rima. Thank you. Beast, what do you think?
Ghetto Child, he's very confident. He's got a really strong presence on the mic, and you know, it really shows when he's rapping on the mic. It's great. Like, it feels like almost like a live performance every time I hear one of his tracks. And you know, just like, you know, Fazy said, he usually is very aggressive, and to see the softer side to him was really, really nice. What was I going to say? Yeah, like I said in my comments, it had like a Tupac vibe, like a keep your head up vibe, which I had. Now I hear myself
now
talking.
I hear myself talking.
But yeah, he flows amazingly, and, you know, I really do want to see him hopefully show up to the 10th round. I look for him every round in the Beat Wars, but he's awesome on the mic. Did a great job. And comment.
Great. I do think that he would be amazing to see live as well. And yes, I really hope that he shows up for this next beat. I think he's just particular about the beats, you know. It has to fit his vibe because he has his style, and he doesn't want to mess with it. So I'm hoping that this beat is one that he feels suits his content. AJ,
I get that.
I agree. Oh,
I'm sorry, Beast, finish your comment.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say I get that because sometimes, I mean, I haven't showed up to the past, what, two or three. I mean, I tried, but I couldn't. And comment?
I agree with Beast. It definitely has a keep your head up vibe from Tupac because it uses a very similar flow, you know, really slow and emotional, you know, as a that thick, like, you know, deep voice, you know. It's very powerful, you know, about losing your father and your brother, you know. My cousin died a little bit ago, and he's right, you know, when someone dies, you know, you lose a part of your soul, you know, part of you dies. So it's really powerful, and it's really sad, you know, but at the same time, part of you also lives on forever, you know. Same time, you always have that person that you can just always be attached to forever. I think it's beautiful.
Well said. I'm sorry for your loss, and I think that you make a good comment there that you do lose a piece of yourself, but you hang on to a piece of them and keep them going as long as you're remembering them. Rima. What did you think?
I already commented.
You did comment. I'm sorry.
Oh, here we go.
It has been a long ass day. At like 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm reading and singing to these little kids. I kind of like choked, like just randomly, like on my own spit, like halfway through a song. And I tried to keep going, and this little girl goes, "Wait. Your singing's not good anymore." Like, okay. That's accurate, but like, it was just hilarious. This little 4-year-old is like, "Stop. Just don't even try
it's
it.
It's
not
the worst when you choke on your own spit. Isn't that crazy? Why, dude? I had that happen. It's fucking weird.
Just so fucking embarrassing. But she was adorable. Just like, no. Just move on. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Let's do something else. Yeah, I'm like, okay, kid, get up there. Read the next story while I try to breathe.
No, naughty pictures on this next one. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, this one. All right, yes. Yeah. So, Stelina... Beast, get your extra panties ready, because you said earlier you got to switch your panties. You're going to need it again. So
I only got one of a pair. I didn't do laundry.
Well,
like that never stopped you.
Oh, you like
tans and move into the bath. Every time Tans is listening to one of my shows, she's like, I'm listening, but it's from the bath. Get in the bath. If you don't have it,
I know, I feel like she's going to get electrocuted. I'm like, how are you on the phone in the bath?
Tans, I hope you're out there in your bath enjoying yourself and listening. Okay, this is Selena.
Seduction 101. Come closer, honey. I'm gonna teach you all there is to know. Now you may think you know the score, my friend, but I am here to show you which way to bend. For a woman needs to be treated right, she needs to be loved, that is her right. You need to learn just how she loves to be touched, nice and slow, she will not be rushed. You need to map her body.
By Frank, I mean Poetic Picasso on All Poetry. And I think that he does a lot of really sensual pieces. And he you know, matches her in that breathing thing that she does at the beginning and the end. So the two of them together could make something.
Very true.
But they, you know, it gets like, steamy, but it's not explicit, you know. I'm not a
it's
prude,
not like porn.
But I'm also like not like yeah. You know, it's not like porn, you know. Like it's
show,
to me,
tell.
It was just the right amount of you get to, you know, have a wild imagination, and it's very obviously intended to be sexy, but it's not like gross about it. It's it walks that line just at the level of my comfort. So I was pretty happy with how that turned out. Beast, were you needing new panties?
Yeah. I love Selena. I love her voice. She's got a great rhyme meter. Like, all, if you listen to all of her stuff, she's really good on a beat, and she writes really well. And just like you said, like, she doesn't go too far with it, you know. I think it was really amazing. Well, everything she says in here, and she's very patient, and she talks slow, and it comes out really nice, and it was a really sexy beat, and she did a really sexy job on this. Great job. And comments.
AJ, did you have to change your panties?
No, not today. But there's funny, too, like, I know a lot of people, and, like, my brothers included, that just, like, are completely disgusted with it because they just brag about how, like, they finish too soon, you know, and, you know, girls, they don't, just don't give a fuck about that they have sex with, you know? So it's just, like, something that's very important is just to take care of the woman that you're with, you know? A lot of people don't see that, you know, they just want to have sex and enjoy it in the moment and not care about coming with your partner. So I thought this was an amazing, you know, 101, sex seduction 101. I think it was well written. I do really like the line, you need to map her body A to Z, because it's very important. You know, you gotta hear what she wants, not just what you want. You gotta, you know, collaborate on the plan, you know. So I think it was great.
Well said.
And kind of,
Rima.
I agree with AJ. Those guys, you know what you call those guys? Single, who don't put the woman first. So I thought it was, you know, she's really giving it some ABC directions here on what she wants. I really, every time I hear her, you know, she's got a real sultry vibe to her all the time. And I really like the way she bundles everything up on all her songs, you know. And she really just, and she's really good. And I don't know her all that well, but man, she's really good at whatever the beat is. She really fits it nicely, you know. She, whatever she ends up doing for it, which I definitely cannot do. I'm a pick and chooser and shit. So, but every one she does, she just really, really wrap it, caresses it, if you will. And I thought she really did a good job here. And I agree with you guys. You know, we all know what it was about, but she didn't go all overboard. Matter of fact, I don't think this would be hardcore enough for Frank, to be honest with you. Frank's pretty straight up fucking porno one-on-one and shit, but I thought this was fantastic. And comment.
That's accurate. Frank might go a little bit further with it, but you know, maybe she can rein him in. Except that he'll just get excited about that. So we'll have to see.
Then he'll finish, and she won't be done yet, and it will never get done. And she, the collab that never
could be
was.
Fun. That could be an interesting comedy ending to it. So, all right, I'm still gonna encourage them to collaborate, but we don't want it to be like, or actually, maybe we do. When you two did the Midnight's Cream, the Midsummer's Night's Cream. So AJ, if you missed it, these two did a Shakespeare kind of parody spoof, A Midsummer's Night's Cream instead of Dream. And
it was a battle.
It was a battle, but it was
so
like
funny.
Naughty. It was a pretty naughty battle.
I actually have that book, Midnight Summer's Dream.
And it's pretty funny.
I think I'd understand it. Oh, look at
that. I think that was the hardest thing to do, was rap in that kind of accent and, like, that kind of written English.
That's really hard.
You've been working and stuff for so difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, does thine mean me or him? Like, I had to look up everything.
Hey,
but there are so many great
Shakespearean
insults.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
totally
a show
pull
on...
an old man and change the title. You guys know the song Lullaby from The Cure? That's what I was trying to think of for Selena's song. That's what it reminds me. Like, she's got that type of kind of voice and breathing through it and shit. So I was trying to think of it through the song, but too many hits to the head, I couldn't quite get it. So I just threw it in now, so I apologize about that.
You know, you get kicked in the head enough times, then... You're gonna end up like me.
Excuse every time.
I pay good money for that shit, though. Okay, you ain't never had a midget hooker kick you in the head. You ain't lived life.
Is that where you got that high heat? Did you steal it from her?
Hell yeah, she was rocking 3'9" with them heels. Sexy.
He only wears one. Rymo only wears one heel at a time.
I do. I do. And that calf looks amazing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We can tell you play some good basketball.
I can only go one way with it, though.
He kind of goes around in a circle. He's like, if you only had one paddle in a boat. AJ, I'm going to do your song next. So we are now on to the fourth contest. And I'm going through the names in alphabetical order. So you're at the beginning, which is cool. This is...
Come
on. Hmm?
Is
that
in this
the...
one?
Did I miss one?
I said Aaron's not in this one. He usually comes, like, before me.
No, Aaron is not in this one. He did not enter the fourth contest, which is sad because we love Aaron, but hopefully he will enter the 10th one. I've already been sending out kind of pokes of, like, enter the songs.
Right. We have the same.
All right, so here you do have the okay. Zombie Song by AJ. right. Very cool, AJ. I'm so not a screamo person, so it, like, gives me anxiety, but at the same time, like, I really appreciate, like, your timing is great and it matches the subject matter. I'm just like, you know when a cat raises their back and they're like freaked out? This is me the whole time people are screaming. I'm just like, oh my God, someone's mad. Just because I'm a weirdo. But I really thought this is creative and it's different. You know, you have your own style that I like that you've stuck to. And I really liked Shadows Were Crying the Day I Squeezed the Silencer, this bio-sinister tale of the heart left me frail and torn apart. It felt like it gave context to other things. And where was the other thing? These debris weeds I gotta whack out of my cleats. And there's some really good internal rhymes. I think this is really cool, and it's different than everyone else's. It has its own flair, and I like that about it. So it was fun. Beat, what are your thoughts?
I think this was the perfect beat for your screams and, you know, your style. I think it was absolutely, like, the perfect beat. The way you just come in straight away, dragging your mutated corpse into vibrant misery, my love has turned into a zombie. Like, there are times when, like, you're hurt so bad by a love or that you just become totally numb and you're dead inside. And you can really get that in this. And I like how you get it, go in and you say, my sister's screaming, man, you got to get a grip because these bitches come and get. Like, I like how you put that in there. Well, other people are warning you and they're telling you what to do. Yeah. You always bring something so very creative. Like, you never know what you're going to expect, and I think that's great about you. You know, I really love your creativeness and everything that you do. And we need to have live screamo performance.
Definitely.
And Kamal.
And Rima.
Well, if there were a live screamo performance, even though I wouldn't heckle, if I did, no one would hear me. So you would never know. I don't know. I guess it is screamo, so I don't listen to it. But I do, if that's what it is, I like AJ's version of it because I always like your songs. You always have really, really good writing, you know, and you got your own thing going. You got your style. The first time I heard it, I was like, man, this is fucking different, you know? And so, but I liked it ever since. And I really just, vibrant misery is fucking two beautiful words put together that nobody would ever put together. That was fantastic. And then all the way through it, the way you rhyme, it's pretty tricky. You know, sometimes I don't know if people realize when they're listening to people's songs, how tricky they get, some people get with the writing. But it's really, really good. I really like the rhyming and the bio-sinister tale of the heart that left me frail and torn apart. It's like a double-ended. Very, very nice. And all the way through. And the story itself is trippy, you know? So I really, really like it. I enjoy hearing you in these contests, you know? So that's what I got to say about that. And comment.
Thank you, Ryan.
Absolutely.
And AJ was confessing that he was previously other people in the group, or rather, I mean, I guess I just didn't realize that he changed his name. So I battled him and didn't even know that. Do you want to reveal, AJ, who you were in case these two remember you from before?
Yes, I went over as Captain Sour and as, what was the other one? Soul. I thought you guys all knew, too. I didn't know that you didn't know. I just changed randomly. You know? Like, I was using the same profile picture. You know? Like, no one noticed.
Well,
I did
I'm
not know
blind.
You were Soul. I remember Soul from back in the day a little. I did not know that. I
think
didn't.
It was a different Soul. That was S-O-W-L, no? Well, that was you.
No, I had all the dots in it.
Yeah. And I remember Captain Sour. Who were you right before AJ Calvano?
I was, I believe I was Echo.
Oh, I think
Wait, no, no, I was a knight. Nah, I forget. Socrates was one of them.
Yeah,
Socrates was one of them. Yeah, that one I knew was you.
Oh yeah.
And then before that, I was Echoes with ECOS, and then I'm pretty sure you guys caught up to date with like all the way until I was like Echoes, but like before that, you know, I was just like too afraid to like, you know, say anything in the chat, so I kind of like just took it out in battles, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, those days
but
are
I didn't
obviously over.
That, like, he sent me some battles that we did against each other, like when we were doing the superheroes, and I'm like, I did not know that was you. So.
Right.
Yeah.
She was probably like, damn, this dude kicked my ass just like this other guy I remember. It was you, the same guy.
Yeah. It's just the confusion of, you know, of having the usernames. Although then sometimes people can find you when you don't want them to. I have like completely separate identity for my writing stuff. Like Aphasiana is not my real name, but I use it for like anything related to my writing. All of a sudden I have followers from like my coworkers, and I'm like, how are you following me? How do you even know about this? And they're like, oh, I just, I'm now I'm like, shit, now I'm going to censor myself. Like, how are you here? Stupid Instagram algorithms.
Yeah, that's like my worst nightmare, people like finding out who I am outside of here.
Yeah. I was like having a panic attack. Like, no, you're not supposed to know my other life.
It's easy with strangers reading all your stuff. It's not easy when you people you know read your stuff.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I'm gonna have to change my name again.
You feel naked.
I don't
you're
really
like,
want to. Yes, that's how I feel right now. Anyway, I'm going to get past that, and we're going to listen to Becca. So Rebecca Robinson, a.k.a. Begs at Bex. God, if I could talk. Bex Eggs and Cheese is here with Cannibal Cookie Monster.
I really hate the world. Feels like I'm living on a hot plate. Some say you'll never be given more than you can handle. My plate's been overflowing since before I held the rattle. Opinions in my ears, it's like I'm bombarded with visions. They tell me maybe I should calm down and speak a difference.
Fuck you.
I'm already scared now though, cause they're afraid of what I'll say. Speak kindness, bow down. Hell no, I'm not the servant. They were fine to have their hand out. Take, 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 it really brings the crowd. But I am not endowed with the spirit of your clout. I do not do this for you, I do it for myself now. You are not in my mind, so don't pretend to know what I'm about. And when and where I choose to turn about, I'm allowed. You are now disallowed from being jury on my route. I'm in pursuit of my mood, and don't mean to be rude, but if you've got a problem with my attitude, you can get the boot. Change the tune and hit that mute. I'm never gonna be your absolute. One minute I'm a fluke, the next I'm throwing roundabouts and punches. I'm loud and proud of my accomplishments, and I've made vows to never let a hater tell me what to do. Curse words included. When I get up on the booth, it can be a bit uncouth. Raised with abuse, that's the truth, it isn't pretty, no excuse. So you lit a fuse, and now you're worried about my bruise. But let me introduce you to the truth. Life is cruel. Humans root for you while packing their own coop. Pretty little liars being puppets on wires in the circus full of fighters. I'm just trying to find my words. Do you think I want to fight you because I cursed or said voodoo in a verse? Don't you know the context matters? Doesn't even matter, are you just living like a moderate? Think you'll be rewarded next chapter for living in a false rapture. I grew up in the house with a quote on the wall. Women should be working like a dog, thinking like a man and a lady. And then was told to shut the fuck up. Children should be silent. But I read the Bible daily, prayed for the nourishment of bodies and spewed venom and called it loving. I went to multiple churches of some of the very same people who beat and abused me. And prayed every meal and told me to be humble. So forgive me if I don't believe you when you're preaching. Forgive me if I don't listen now when you tell me to be silent. Cause I'm grown now and I'm speaking, and if you're reading this, it's because by grace I'm still breathing. Or at least I was whenever I filled my guts up after I've been beaten and you did not defeat me. Your fruits were rotten. Getting mad about me speaking, it isn't simple. In fact, now it's pretty crystal. Everything I write, it personal, fuck a course. My life and my story isn't built on a foundation. It's built on the rubble. Every syllable I uttered is a miracle. God as a witness was there whenever I prayed, but it wasn't religion. He was answering prayers while Christians showed me the difference. Between the beams of the broken tables he was flipping. You can call this monologue of the fraud of every
motherfucker
that ever told me to be quiet because they were self-serving. In the future, if you read or listen to this, know that I've burned the fucking house down. Gotten up when I didn't feel like I was worth it. I ate chocolate, became a poet, felt at times I was worthless, felt murderous, and hopelessly unquick to handle it. But I got through it. One moment, one syllable, and stumbled. Fuck a beat. I'm a cannibal, eating away at impossible, and if this world is just a matrix of actors, who get one chance to go through a narrow gate for answers, that I have railed against the dying of that light. In the pouring rain, I have stomped in every puddle as a child would. You don't fucking own me. And I will speak my truth and say and tell my story however the fuck I want to.
I have goosebumps. Like, that is some powerful shit. I love that, Bex. It only got honorable mention. I think I'm loving it more now than I did at the time. Although actually the scores are really good. It's just like everyone's scores were really good. But damn, I love the conviction that she has. She has such a like powerful way of standing up for herself and, you know, recognizing that she's been mistreated. This felt like empowering. Like, it's depressing the way that you know, she was treated before and with that story of being beaten down, but at the same time she didn't let it stop her, and I think that that's fantastic, and this is like inspirational. My favorite part was, feels like I'm living on a hot plate. Some say you'll never be given more than you can handle. My plate's been overflowing since before I held the rattle. I like that. I also like, you are not disallowed from being jury. You are now disallowed from being jury on my route. There's just such like beautiful descriptions of horrible things. And me speaking about it isn't sinful. Like when you call people out on something that they've done, or when you're a victim of abuse and you mention that abuse, like that doesn't make you the sinner that it happened to you. It's, you know, it happened to you. It wasn't you choosing it. So there's such power in this. Everything I write is personal. Fuck a chorus. My life and my story isn't built on a foundation. It's built on the rubble. Every syllable I utter is a miracle. I love that. Like, I just love it, love it, love it. And when you're writing your truth the way that she does, it doesn't, you know, not everything needs to be catchy. And I mean, she is really good at making things catchy. It's her stuff sticks in my head all the time. But it doesn't have to be. You know, there shouldn't be this pressure to make everything pretty, because sometimes you just gotta say it how it is. And I know she, right around this time when she was writing this, she was getting comments on her poems of she was too negative, and people were telling her to like just write something happy, and she was just like, no, don't tell me how to tell my story, because if it wasn't a happy thing, I don't have to make it a happy thing. I thought she was amazing. I loved it. Bex, eggs and cheese for the win. All right. Rima, comment away.
Well, I always love Bex. She should really, I think, have an album. I think so. And she might. I don't know. I've been away for a while, so maybe she has one. I don't know. But she should if she doesn't.
She has some singles
I like,
you can purchase.
Some singles I can purchase?
On Spotify. So, I mean, she doesn't have a whole album, but she has songs that have been published in a way that you can buy them and support her.
I know nothing of this. I can't even work this different computer I'm on, so, but I will check into that. I'll ask one of the teenagers. Well, the only one who's here. But I will check into that. I really like every time she writes stuff, and she'll do whatever, you know. She'll just like do whatever and shit, add synthesizers and like whatever she feels, and so that's good. That's a free spirit for sure, and she's very intense, you know, very angry, but you know, hopefully, just took some of the anger out of her, and she we get surrounded by people sometimes that are, you know, not the best of people. They could be fake Christians, fake Muslims, fake atheists. They're just fake people, and there's plenty of fake people out there. So I'm glad she broke away from that and got to a place where she obviously is confident and comfortable. So I thought it was excellent. I thought it was a fantastic, right? Again, I don't think I've ever had anything negative to say about Becca. So excellent entry and comment.
I think we all love Becca. I don't know. I do. Beast, how did you feel about Cannibal Cookies?
Well, I loved it the first time I heard it. I loved it even more the second time. Like, I think that she should have had gold. Like, I love this. This was my favorite of hers throughout the whole, all the Beat Wars so far. I love when she just comes out, speaks her mind. She just has continuous flow. You know, you can really feel the emotion in it. Everything she says in here, I mean, I can highlight the whole thing. It really feels like a slam poetry, like if you were at an open mic and she could just stand up there and she would just be a great slam poetry. Yeah, Becca's awesome. I love the way she rhymes. I love her flow. I love the part where she says, I ate chocolate, became a poet, felt at times I was worthless, felt murderous and hopelessly unequipped to handle it. But I got through it one moment, one syllable, and stumble. I love all her words. I think this was absolutely amazing. Awesome job, Beck. And
AJ, you're up.
I really like the name. It's really it's really cool. Cannibal Cookies, Cookie Monster. And I like how Cookie Monster shows up, you know, towards the end. It's pretty cool. This is also my favorite, too, by Bex. It's definitely has that slam poetry vibe. You know, a lot of people on AP, they'll comment on your poem and be like, you shouldn't have done it this way. And blah, 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 blah. You know, it's kind of like too emotional, too angry, all that stuff. You know, it's a poem. It's based off my emotions. How is it too emotional? How is it too angry, you know? You know, and like people need to give that a rest, you know. But I think she did a great job, and I really like the line, speak kindness, bow down, hell no, I am not your servant. You know, because everyone expects you to be kind, but especially if you're a woman, they expect you to be kind, but if you're not kind, all of a sudden you're like, you know, alpha female, you know, that kind of thing, you know. And fuck that, you know, just be you, you know. It doesn't matter what these people want you to do, just live who you want to be, you know. I think she did a great job. I love a lot of these quotes, like the one about the woman. Woman should be working like, if she wrote the quote on the wall, woman should be working like a dog, thinking like a man, acting like a lady. You know, that's messed up. Even if it's like a joke, you know, you're like convincing everyone that that's like funny, you know. It's not, it's really not, you know. It's like teaching them the wrong stuff. Anyway, I think this poem was amazing. My favorite by her, and I didn't get to comment on this originally, so this is why I'm making like a really long comment, because it's so good, you know. My favorite by her. And comment.
Great, thank you. Hopefully Bex will listen to the show afterwards, because she's busy. What do we have next? We have another one by Felon. So here we go.
Let's take care of a few things first. Get a child? Here's a little shout out to you, my friend. Listen up. I'm an atomic nuclear breed, cruder than this dude who's on my beat. Bring Get a Child Dare is a camp for me. That's gonna be Ziploc over body bags, that's all I need. Having a DC parade, confetti is piece after piece. See, I believe in feeding and feeding. Huh, you don't offer a feast. Now let's get to some real shit. I've got the rays, death rays, show you've been played, precision you can't evade, that's gun and nuclear blade. Either spaceships or talking pure shit, with packs my tongue, laser equipped, intelligent rips, your ego confidence slips, fell to shine, you're gonna be coming just an eclipse. There's no airspace that escapes, spit grenades to ET's race, to immortal traits, I'm made to dominate. Taking this show on the road, as this is flying, casualties grow, growing to the boat, you're gonna fold, aliens to most, roasting you to make it in toast, even desired by your host. That's my inner lesbian who's gonna catch a float, that's bitches over bitches, that I'll hold. Universal shooting the abyss, feeling the claws, hear me hiss. Taking out the mask in the flick of a wrist, spitting this in a goodbye kiss. Falling aim, that's your existence, stating good riddance. There's no airspace that escapes, spit grenades to ET's race, to immortal race. I am here to dominate! Sunbathe off the sun blaze, catching shade as I stargaze. Time delayed as a night makes it wait. Catching a new god, you'll praise. Getting my own damn holiday, turning a Sunday into a Monday. That's granting a 24 to an 8 to a 4/16. That's a new day, day 8. Yeah. Stranger things to poltergeist, measure up to just hype, painting Saturn stripes to reach my new height. You better call NASA for that flight, making the black hole look a little more bright. GPS, I'll use that bitch as my satellite. There's no airspace. Warning, warning, it's too damn late. I already filled your face with spit grenades, blasting your face. Bitch, I was made to dominate.
There's our feisty fell. That kind of. Can everybody mute, please, so I can hear myself? It's like making me crazy. That's better. Thank you. I loved her attitude in this. I think it's really fun that her and Ghetto Child kind of had a battle here. They had just done a collaboration where they were making music together, and it worked really nice, and they were on good terms, so she could fight him like this and not cause any hard feelings. They were just playing. I liked the alliteration in feeding the feigning without a feast. I have a weakness for alliteration, as long as it's not like every word. Sometimes people enter my contest, and it's like, freaking, like, every single word is the same letter. I'm just like, holy crap. I know I said I liked alliteration, but that didn't mean, like, destroy me. No, but this is, like, the right amount of alliteration. intelligence rips your ego, confidence slips, failing to shine, becoming an eclipse. I like it. She has rhymes that sometimes only work because of her accent. So, like, when I read it in my head, I'm like, I don't know if that rhymes. And then I think of it in terms of, like, felon voice, and I'm like, yeah, there it is. Beast, I do that with you, too. I'm like, sometimes your end noises are not the same as how
yeah,
I would say it.
Yeah, I don't speak proper English.
No, I'm not saying that. It's just different depending on where you are. So I love your accent, but it's just I have to think about it sometimes with rhymes, all different accents. Everyone sounds a little different. I know Chaos was mad before because I wasn't understanding her rhymes because Australia, it sounds different. So I need to, like, hear it out loud, and I love these audio contests because I can do that. I think she did something really good with this one because she really adjusted to the different layers of music. So, like, everybody managed, well, I don't know about everybody, but, like, for the most part, I think people were on the beat in terms of, like, the main beat, the, like, dun, dun, dun. But then the weird one that was, like, meh, 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 or, like, whatever the heck that extra little thing is, some people just kind of ignored it, and it went over top of them. But she spaced her stuff around that noise and switched based on when it was making the extra kind of musical things. I am, like, gesturing wildly as I'm making the music notes, and it was just, like, it's driving me crazy that you can't see my motion because I'm trying to, like, show, like, the sound bar thing. I'm like, what am I even doing? I think that she did a really great job at responding to that part of the audio that a lot of people didn't. So I was proud of her for that. Rima.
I always like that. She's like one of my favorite people to battle. Seems like I've been battling it forever and shit. So I always like watching her write a battle, even if it's with somebody else. I enjoy battling with her. Super fun and shit. She doesn't get all shitty about shit, you know. Those are like the worst people. The people who get all personal and take shit, you know, whatever. But she's always really a sweetheart, and she knows it's just fucking, you know, it is what it is, and we just fuck around and have fun. And I can see that in this one. And now that you told me that her and, who was it, Quiet Chaos?
Ghetto Child.
Okay. That they both did one, you know, see, now it makes more sense and shit. Because if she was just throwing this out there randomly, I'd be like, damn, girl. But now it makes more sense now. So I always enjoy seeing her write, and she's very, very confident all the time, even just in fucking chat and shit. So this absolutely is what I would expect from her in this particular situation and shit. So I thought it was fantastic, and I got number one for Felon all the time. End comment.
Me too. I think she's a little mad at me right now. but
probably.
I still love you, Felon. I'm always pissing people off. I don't know what I do.
You really are.
Yeah. I know. I have no filter. What can I say? Beast. What did you think?
I love Felon. I love her confidence on the mic, like seeing her really metamorphosize into somebody who wasn't making SoundClouds and was afraid to go into this and be even really confident on the mic. I love that about her. I really like that her rhymes are really quick. Like, she doesn't have a lot of fluff in her rhymes, so it's like real quick. I got the raise, death raise, shows you've been played, precision you can't evade, gunning nuclear blaze. I really love that about her. And this beat was really hard. Like, I had an entry, but I didn't enter it, but it was like a very hard beat. And she did it really well, where she took the pauses and she really went with the beat. And she had the patience that I don't have to sit there and be quiet for a little bit of time. But, yeah, she's awesome. Great job, Felon. Any comment?
AJ, what did you think?
I really like the line, either spaceships or talking pure shit. Whip packs my tongue, laser equipped. Thought that was very intelligent. She went ham on this one. She, for someone who doesn't make a lot of music, she's really good at just following the beat. You know, that was something I always struggled with, was just following the beat. She did great. I didn't know it was an actual rap battle until I saw, I heard her, audio entry in the beginning. I think this is my first time listening. I'm not sure. But it was really good, and I like how she doesn't just do verses in this. She has choruses, you know. I rarely use choruses because choruses are very annoying because you got to make them sound the best that I ever sing, you know. But she did a great job. And like I said, last time we listened to Felon, she has great improv. She just throws words in and makes it sound like 10 times better than if she were to just say what's there, you know. And I think that's very remarkable. You know, she's really talented. Great job.
I agree. I respect that about her. I am not so good at the improvising. I need to be fully scripted or I forget what I'm saying. So I love that she's capable of that, just rolling with it. Very envious of that. Speaking of Ghetto Child, who she was dissing, we have an audio from him, A Moment of Whisper.
Hey, not for nothing, but y'all can thank Alphaziana for this one. She went ahead and picked a battle beat, so I gotta do battle. That's what I came to do. And I told you ahead of time, so if you weren't prepared, hey, that's on you. Get it. Here we go. I sneeze on the track, blowing clowns off the map. My germs on attack, simple rhymes, easy rap. The flow is like the clap, warm and gushy when you tap. Reels you into a trap until you're sick, it's a rap. No, it's a rap battle. Little children skedaddle, bringing out the pedal. With the wooden spoon to clear out the old people in the room. Here's the room, sweep the trash on the way out. Y'all stuff, we're gonna see what I'm about. Born in the gutter, raised in the ghetto. Only had the mother, not your average fellow. Tested in the fire, war made me shallow. Mistaken desire would get you 6 feet below without a hole to breathe out. Hold your breath, kamikaze is the only way to stop me. Know you feel me, but you got me in my bag. I'm trying to find these hollow tips, low and mags, so I can stack the bodies. A Faziana is gonna have to judge a room of corpses. Here's the red rose of bloody stains. All poetry, we can create poetry, memorializing your names. Cause what's a spark to a flame? What's a bark to a game? In the dark, I remain until it's time to snatch your body. Zip ties, black hood. You can pray, but it won't do you any good. I'm a father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. They disturb the hornet's nest, and for no need to come correct. So I'm correcting their incorrections before the little sparks become an insurrection. I find it vexing that all the heads chop back and yell up. It's time to crush the mouths, that way no one can get out. Can I get a moment of whisper in the room? Here we go. Call me rude, call me savage, you see I got this tick. It's more like a habit where I take what you think matters. Aim swatted, watch it splattered on the wall. Yeah, haha. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Until next time. Peace.
Okay, this one had me laughing so much. When she first said the flow is like the clap, warm and gushy when you tap, I was taking a drink the first time I listened to it, and I, like, spit-taked. It was great. The whole thing is amazing, and he has so many different, like, internal rhyme kind of things, too. Where is it? I've lost my part, but, and then he asked me while he was writing this, or before he was writing this, how to pronounce my name, so I sent him the Alphaziana, and then he put that in, like, when he wrote it all spaced out like I did. So it was cheating a little bit, because I showed him how to do that. I thought this was fantastic, though. He has this playfulness to it. It's aggressive, but it's fun. I thought that the audio was fantastic. I bitched at him about not paying enough attention to the little do 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 thing that Ellen was good about. But I think that he still sounded amazing, and he was so close to, I mean, he did get gold. Why did I say you're so close to getting gold? And then I gave him gold. I don't know. I'm on crack, apparently. I said you would have gotten gold if you participated, and then I gave him gold. So I don't know what the hell I was saying. Reading my comment now, I'm like, what was I doing? But I liked it, so I'm happy he got gold. I'm going to have to look at this contest more clearly. Did I screw up my math? And I don't know what I did, but I thought that he was really good. Rima, what do you think?
Well, I think I know why Felon's mad at you. Because he obviously won the rap battle. So that's the way that goes all the time. I thought it was great. That dude, he just got such a good vibe. He should have an album also. There are some people who shouldn't have an album, so I don't go saying that about everybody. Me, I should not have an album, right? But the people I said about it, I truly believe it and shit. Like, I would listen to him, you know? He's just like natural. Every time I hear him, he's just smooth, and whatever the beat is, he's on it, and he's got clever lyrics, you know. Very, very comfortable. So I really like it. I thought it was fantastic. Every time I hear him, I think it is fantastic. So that's really all I could say. He deserved the gold, you know. So there you go. No offense to Felon, because I don't want to be mad at me now.
No, I, for some reason you're forgivable at all times, Rima. You have like this like Bart Simpson quality about you, where like when you do things that are annoying, it's cute. It's just really annoying in itself. You get away with it.
I agree with you.
Bullshit. Beast.
Yeah, I'm here. No, he killed his fucking beat. Yeah, he's awesome on the mic. What I love about him is that he does such seamless switches in the whole flow, and you don't even notice that that's how seamless it is. Like, a lot of times he doesn't have the rhyme at the end. It's in the middle, and it switches, and I think it's really great the way he does that. I mean, he's awesome on the mic. He really should have an album, and yeah, he definitely killed this beat, and yeah, I'm sorry to say it, but he definitely beat Felon. Awesome.
I think he might have an album.
Oh,
I gotta look into it, but I'm pretty sure he does. And yeah, you're right, Rima, not everyone needs to have an album. I love you, but I don't know if I would buy your album. I would buy your book. You should have a book.
No, you buy my fucking album. You know why? Because it'll be stapled to the book.
Well, you know what? If it came with the book, I would buy it. Actually, I would buy it anyway to support you, but I think you're more suited to book than album. But I still want more audio.
I don't know why.
This is why people get mad at me, because I'm such a bitch that I'm telling you not to make an album. But no, for real.
You don't know how many times I've said my rhymes are better read than said. So I take no offense to that, honestly.
I think you're great on the mic.
Do
you
are
buy your album.
Fucking lie.
I buy your album out of sympathy. Be a
Well, you wouldn't buy the book because you can't read.
I definitely wouldn't read your book. It would probably be like 7 novels long, just one book. Oh, yeah,
that'd be the intro.
Yeah.
She needs the audiobook.
Whatever.
I've lost track now. I think, Beast, you still need to comment?
No, that was the end of my comment.
That was the end of your comment. Okay. AJ.
Can I make a bad joke, eh?
Always.
Yeah. It can't be bad.
The one part, you were saying, like, you were asking him, what's your name, right? And I'm like, your name probably gives a lot of people aphasia.
True. That's good, actually.
Excellent observation.
I like that.
this is amazing, actually. This is out of all the ones that we've played so far, this is my favorite that's been played. I think Bex is a close second, but this one, like, the flow is, like, perfect, you know? Like, it just, like, Bisa kept with the changes on the internal rhymes and stuff. It was amazing, you know? Like, he's obviously been at this for at least, you know, 5 years or so. I think he definitely needs to make an album if he hasn't made it already. You know, just, like, put it on Bandcamp, man. Just put it on Bandcamp. You can make albums and... you can make your own price, or people can just make their own price and download the song anyway. And then you can have bonus tracks. Bonus tracks are awesome. Stuff that people can't get if they don't buy it. So I think it's beautiful.
Yes. I like that.
You just have...
Nice, so that's all cool, right, to know. It's called, what is it called? Bandcamp?
Bandcamp, yeah. You can set your own price on Bandcamp, or you can make it for free and then add bonus tracks for people that buy it.
Oh, that's cool. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're going to use these songs from this contest, you have to be careful because the beats we do not have copyright to. So make sure you're doing your shit, because Becca actually did lease some of the beats. She paid the artist who I had linked to, and she's making it so you can buy her versions of the songs, but she has paid a portion of it to the person who made the beat in the background. So just be aware of that, because Becca is selling it, but she has done her due diligence.
Is that Bex's name, Becca?
Yes, her name is Rebecca Robinson. Okay.
Gotcha, okay. What's Bex? Is that supposed to be bacon, like, but it's Bex, Becca instead?
One day I called her bacon, egg, and cheese. And then she played her Bex, egg, and cheese. I think that's my fault.
I think it sort of is. It's like, it's a cross between the bacon and her name.
Okay. Bexon.
I called it Beckon Egg and Cheese, and yeah, it went to Beck's Egg and Cheese.
Now I want bacon.
I had bacon today in my minestrone soup.
Fucking that tag.
The thing about these long-distance calls, I don't get to taste it.
Whoa.
Right? Yeah. All right. So, in Selena's last write, she caused some panty changing in an exciting way. Now, this next one is a little bit scary. So, if you have to change your panties, it's because you were afraid and you pissed yourself.
No, I like scary.
I don't know. Beast might need another kind of change because of it. But let's listen to Midnight Caller by Selena.
Hello. Hello. Hello, who is this? Who is this? Hello, hello? Please, who is this? Stop calling me. Street lamps glow, she sees him there, looking up at her with his intense stare, each moment expecting the phone to ring, so jumpy she forgets almost everything. Her hands are clammy, her breathing tight, shadows deformed in the surreal light. The midnight caller stands and waits to get inside, his obsession to taste, his perfect victim living alone. He thinks he's safe, no one at home. Hello. Hello. Get off this line. Leave me alone. What the hell are you doing to me? Why me? Just go away. Go away or you'll regret it. You'll really regret it. She sits and prays, please go away. What have I done to you, anyway, that you should want to do me harm and fill my dark hours with alarm? You think you could dupe me and gain trust, but now I'm gonna do what I must. You're gonna regret it if you set foot in here, 'cause neither am I what I appear. My trigger finger's itching, waiting for the chance to make your limbs contort in a death dance. A vulnerable girl, I am not, and you'll be gone in just one shot. So here you are, now at my door, I hear you panting for what's in store. But boy, have I got a surprise for you, just step through the door to see what I'm gonna do.
Selena, spooky. I thought this was well done. For me, the phone was too loud compared to everything else, but I have, like, weird hearing sensitivity, so that just, like, scared the shit out of me because I am the weirdo, but I don't blame her for that. I liked her hands are clammy, her breathing tight, shadows deformed in the surreal light. The midnight caller stands and waits to get inside, his obsession to taste. This is like the opposite of her last song, although it did have heavy breathing in both, but very different kind of vibe. I thought she did a wonderful job. It was kind of unexpected from her, not her style, but I really enjoyed it. AJ, what were your thoughts?
Well, when I first listened to this, I was like, did someone call me? What is this? And then, like, it was part of the poem. I was like, what the hell? It's not, like, it just cut out of nowhere, and, like, the beat just disappeared, and I was like, that's crazy. And I was wondering if everyone else heard it, but no one did. It was, of course, the song. But this is amazing, actually. I like her other one more, but I liked how this one had a good ending, you know, like a kind of like a, you know, oh, so there's a serial killer, but what's this? She has a shotgun. Yeah. She's also maybe a serial killer. You know, like Jason versus Freddy Krueger or something. This is awesome. This is really good. I really like, besides the cell phones, I really like, where is it? My trigger finger is itching, waiting for the chance to make your limbs contort in a death dance. The vulnerable girl, I am not, and you will be gone in just one shot. And that's what happened. Well, he opened the door because she knew, like, no one's going to open the door if it's locked and not be a serial killer, so just going to hold the shotgun right here and blast away. That was smart. She played it well. Great job.
Great comment. Beast, what did you think?
Well, it sounded like the guy on the phone was facking himself, and at the end, it was an explosion I wasn't expecting. Selena, she's really creative, and everything that she brings something different every single round. And she's got really good flow and really good a rhyme meter and tempo, and, you know, everything she does comes out really good. Her rhymes are great, and I like how, like, she sounds kind of helpless in the beginning, and at the end she comes out with a shotgun. That was fucking great. So, yeah, I really love her creativeness. That's a comment.
I agree. That was a great comment. Rima, what did you think?
I really liked it. I really, really did. It sounded like a Vincent Price, Outer Limits type. like the story. I like the story. She fit a lot of story into a short amount of space, but still gave the full story. So I really appreciated that. And she is, I mean, gee whiz, she's very, she can go, obviously, you know, she's not just like in one little box with what she'll put in her audios, you know. She's very adaptable, changes it up like night and day. So that's always a good thing in that. And I really liked it. And I also liked the end, you know. I mean, it was really well written, a really, really well written story, which I appreciate. And she put it in the audio just how it should have been. So I think fantastic brevity. It took me all this time to remember the word brevity, and I finally
I've
got
been
to
waiting
use it, so.
For you to say that.
Yeah,
I'm
I couldn't
so
fucking remember it. Ain't playing the LSD.
What about the cadence?
Oh yeah, cadence. Yeah, I wouldn't remember that.
And the assonance.
So Adrian,
one
know
memory
any words
at a time.
Adrian, I don't know if you ever listened to when Beast and Rhyma used to have a weekly show, but every once in a while, Rhyma would learn a poetic term, and he would use it like all the time to show that he learned. For a while, brevity was like his favorite thing ever, and he would say brevity after like every poem. And then I was like, you know, that's not a brevity. And he'd be like, brevity.
Then I would try to beat him to the punch and say it first, and I usually won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoever commented first would use it.
Burst my whole bubble and shit.
A brevity is a short poem.
Rhymer is a brevity. Not in the way he speaks, but he's short.
Except for when he puts on the heel.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, then one side of me's tall.
Yeah. Maybe you're a little lopsided.
Just a little bit.
Our next song is by Victoria. And here it goes.
Should do and have a little break. happy being, live in the joyous days, the fun we all have had. 'Cause here in Wonderland, we have all gone quite mad.
Victoria Frost, I really enjoy her audios. I do. She has such a beautiful voice. She reminds me a lot of Madame Macabre, who's like kind of like a YouTube star of like spooky music, I guess. But I love her. And I really liked "Oh Yes, We've All Gone Mad, Perhaps Forgot Our Grin." I said in my comment that made me smile, which is ironic because it's like we're forgetting to smile, but it's making me smile. The Wonderland theme, I love Alice in Wonderland. I think that she's really getting used to being on a beat. You know, she always has beautiful spoken word audios, and singing, she's fantastic. I think she has like formal like opera singer kind of training. Like she's a different kind of singer, but she's getting more and more comfortable with these rap style beats and adjusting to the pacing of it. So good for her. I thought this was really fun and like eerie, which fit the beat. AJ, would you like to start the comments?
Yeah, sure. Well, I actually never seen Alice in Wonderland. Is the Queen of Hearts the villain? Is the Queen of Hearts the villain?
Yeah.
Okay. So I always thought that was pretty weird because like the Queen of Hearts is usually like the, you know, the queen everyone wants to marry, you know, the cards, regular cards. I think this is a great, a little kind of like a bit of, you know, like a little short song. The way she did it was kind of great, but she took her time, so. She definitely used a lot of like chorus effects, you know, like where she has like double vocals. One sounds like really like scary, and the other one's like really beautiful. I think she did a great job at like, you know, making it sound very catchy, but at the same time like very unique. I like how she uses the same flow except for the intro and the whole way through. You know, it reminds me of like one of those like little like bonus tracks that they put like on an album, you know, it's either like, you know, like a 2-minute song that's just like the best song in the entire album. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I listen to a lot of music that does that, so it's always the best because it's like so short and it doesn't change a lot. It just keeps a very steady flow, but that flow sounds better than the rest of the entire album, if that makes sense. Anyway, I think she did a great job. Well done, Vicky.
Excellent comment. Rhyma, you're up.
Yeah, loved it. I think everybody knows this by now, but Victoria is going to sing at my funeral. I really like her voice. She has such a haunting voice. And I really like this because I'm familiar with the story. And I like the one-liners. Not too many people do them. I do them all the time. But to be able to tell a whole story just out of an A-A-B-B-C-C all the way through rhyme scheme, I personally think it's really, really well done. You know, it's tougher than it seems, and she did it seamlessly. And man, on the syllable count, she was just fantastic. You know, she like really, really like it. Just I bet she didn't even edit it. It was I bet she just bam one timed it and shit. So I really liked it. It was a really good story, you know, of a story. So fantastic, absolutely. I really, really enjoyed it. And comment.
Victoria has an absolutely amazing voice, no matter, you know, what she's doing, where she's like, she doesn't even need a beat behind her. I mean, like me, people like me, I sound like an asshole without a beat, but like if she didn't even have a beat, I mean, her shit's beautiful. Anything she does is great. What I like is that she's coming out of her comfort zone and trying things that she's not comfortable with, and she sounds really good. She's really on beat. Her rhyme meter is really great. The story is awesome. I love the part where she says, but if I lose my grin, remind me we're all mad, that it will be okay when life makes my heart sad, because no matter where I travel and I roam, here in Wonderland, I know I'll find my home. I mean, she did a really great job, like, especially coming out of her comfort zone and rapping on this beat. And this beat was really hard. Like, I even had a hard time with this beat. She did a really great job.
I agree. am I muted? No, I'm not. Shout out to Feature, formerly known as QC. I see you on the board. He says, sorry I'm late. It's okay.
Is that your Feature? I thought we had a new person in the group.
Feature was previously Quiet Chaos.
Oh, okay. I didn't get no notification about a name change.
Well, they deleted their account and then came back, so it might not have...
But how does he have all those trophies?
Well, then it must have redone his account. But he was completely gone for a little while. But listen to his latest song, because he kind of, like, evolved himself into Feature.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. He Quiet Chaos is dead, and Feature is alive. That's how it is.
No.
So hopefully I didn't just, like, dead name him. It kind of sounds like it. But, okay. So
dead name him.
All right. So now we're going to.
That wasn't me.
No, we know it was Rima. Beast, I am going to put you on the spot, though, because we have a slight amount of time left, and you are the first one on my list for Contest 5. So we are going to dive into that. And
which one did I do in that
this
one?
Brave Art, like Brave Heart.
Oh, Brave Heart, yeah. Brave Heart, okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
You're so concerned with squabbling for the scraps from Longshank's table that you've missed your God-given right to something better. There's a difference between us. You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom. And I go to make sure that they have it.
Is it really worth it in the circus we call Earth? Moms, nature's overwork, turn in half in a hearse. We all hurt and then assert their hurt to the next person's shirt. Prefer to hurt them the worst over nursing the thirst. We're disturbing the dirt and disturbing the curse. We need to churn and reverse before we burn and we burst.
Your title gives you claim to the throne of our country. But men don't follow titles. They follow courage.
Free verse and comedy are anomalies, while modesty's an oddity, dying with the economy. Atrocities like poverties and robberies, conniving ideologies, deciding consciously for pathology, mocking monogamy. Everybody wanting quantity over quality, constantly gossipy wannabes of equality, trading profits of prophecy for profits of policy.
And no, I'm not sorry for my honesty, no apology.
Cause that's the mark of this beast. I'm a monstrosity with no apostrophe. I got an armory of art in my brave heart arteries. No party can stop me. I'm the arch in the darts and archery. I
on the rocket, ferocity with velocity. I'm partially old-fashioned, but I ain't trading photos for passion. Clothes for attraction, my soul for Manhattan, or pose for a ration. The gold and no showy distractions, the loans that you hold only owned by the dragons. I won't be thrown on that wagon, I'll be thrown when I'm dragging. Pray to the pastor for compassion, when I slay him and flag him. I don't sway with a pattern, or lay when I'm battered. I stay where I stag at and say hey when I have it. I shatter the chatter at the Tower of Babylon. With the power of daggers, I'll challenge the masters to chapters of battle. Won't crack under captives and even in shackles. I'll bless down the castle and place them my name in the rafters with the blood of the raptors.
Jeez. You kick ass. I mean, like, that is, you have such a rhythm and awesomeness. And it was a tough beat. Like, I think this is probably the hardest beat that I gave you guys this season. I'm talking like I'm a TV show. This season on Aficiona's contest. I think you did an amazing job. You have like perfect kind of sense of humor to it. It's, you know, it has the darkness. It gives you feelings. You are always a kick in the teeth. But you have like wisdom and like sarcastic dark humor mixed together. I think I said you are sharp and smart, and you are wonderful.
Oh, my,
you
wisdom
got
teeth.
Gold, and you deserve it. Your teeth, your wisdom teeth. Yes, because
yes.
We gave you gold teeth, gold tooth. Your wisdom tooth is now gold tooth. That's perfect. So if you're listening and you don't know what the hell I'm talking about, it's because we started joking that Beast was getting a lot of gray hair because she kept winning silvers in all of my contests. So I was giving her silver hair, and then she's like, I never get a gold tooth. But then she won gold, so now she has gold tooth.
I think I got three gold teeth this round.
You do? Three gold teeth. All right, I'm going to shut up because it's telling me I only have 1 minute left and we want to give other people a chance to talk. AJ, what do you think?
Is everything all right?
I don't know. That sounds like someone's getting sick, perhaps. Rima, are you around?
Always. You know what made this doper than it already was dope was because of the Braveheart that you put in it, the clips, because this whole thing like crescendoed to me anyway. It was a great song to end the show on. It was very, very powerful. It was like, I felt like I was riding a horse. Not the way I'd like to be either. It was really, really pow, really good, strong fucking song. Like, it all blended well together, and it just kept getting stronger and stronger. Probably one of my favorites from you, and I say that a lot, but really, really is. Excellente.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
Unfortunately, we are cut off from Blog Talk. I have 5 seconds left, so thank you so much, Rima, Beast, AJ, for calling in and commenting with me, and everyone who entered the contest and gave us permission to play your stuff. We will do another show really soon.
Yeah, love
Thanks
you guys. God bless.